Well, thanks for joining us. This is the Insight Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Reverend Roxy Hampton usually starts the show. This is every Tuesday night, 9 o'clock Pacific time, midnight on the East Coast. We bring you the Insight Hour. It's usually begun by Reverend Roxy Hampton giving us one of her sweet little verses or song. But tonight she is engaged, so you've got me. This is Dr. Len Horowitz. Thanks for joining us. It has been a wonderful, wonderful week, despite what's taking place in both the nation's capital as well as on Wall Street. It has been a fabulous week. There has been so many wonderful things happening. And this hour of insight, I'm going to be sharing with you a little bit of the concept and the consciousness that shall take us through this challenging period where there's a lot of fright and a lot of people who are freaking out over finances in through this whole transition period into the through to the Messianic Age, 1,000 years of world peace, where there's nothing missing, nothing broken, where the kingdom of heaven is delivered to earth. Well, that's the concept that I'd like to share with you tonight on this hour of insight, and that I'd like to begin to thank, first of all, our sponsors, Healthy World Distributing, healthyworlddistributing.com, or healthyworldstore.com. You can get online awesome things. The most important and powerful products in the natural health care industry. I believe we're bringing to you folks some of the best, most beneficial products that shall sustain us, in fact, even remake us in the image of the Creator. That's right. There is a perfect image that you are, that you resonate with, and that is literally what we aim to bring out in the most meaningful and most valuable ways. So there's a couple different products I want to draw to your attention in regard to the sponsorship of the Insight Hour. One is OxySilver.com. If you have not already joined up as an affiliate member or tested this product, in fact, I'm going to read in a couple minutes. I'll read to you an email that just came across my desk. We've gotten dozens already of wonderful testimonials. We knew this product was an awesome blessing for the elimination of infectious diseases from planet Earth, for literally getting rid of the toxic vaccinations and the antibiotics. So I'll read that to you, but I want to thank sponsors HealthyWorldDistributing.com, OxySilver.com for bringing us the Insight Hour. If you're wondering how we get to be on this program, it's by your support through these sponsoring organizations that sustain us. So I want to thank you in advance for buying books, tapes, DVDs, CDs, healthcare products and equipment through HealthyWorldDistributing.com. And I want to thank BBS Radio, how could I not thank Don Newsom, for his wonderful work over all these years. We've been with Don from just about the beginning of BBS Radio, and if you're not a member who has access for only $2 a month to the archive programs, there is so much education to be had in the archives, even just of the Insight Hour. But yet, if you look on bbsradio.com, I'm sure if you look at the list of talk show hosts, you will find some very, very knowledgeable and esteemed persons. And so it is a privilege for me to join you on BBS Radio weekly on Tuesday nights. So let me think if I've forgotten anyone. You know, I want a special... Say special thanks to our guest last week was Christopher Chabot. Christopher is working diligently on Live H2O. For those who have not got into the flow of this incredibly magnificent event, go to www.live2o.org and learn how we win. Learn how we take this planet back. Learn how the great transition from the insanity and the lunacy and the Babylonian hypocrisy transition spiritually into freedom, into the full measure of blessing that is promised. And essentially that is going to be done by a global baptism that you're going to participate in. It's the most exciting event in Earth's history. It's been prophesied by the world's leading prophets. And ultimately, it's scheduled now, by the grace of the Creator, it will happen June 19th through the 21st, next summer, solstice, June 19th through the 21st, 2009, the Concert for the Living Water, Live H2O. Go to get more information at livehh2o.org live.com. I'm sorry, .org. www.live, L-I-V-E, H-2-O.org. Now, typically on the Inside Hour, we give it up to the Creator, so why don't I do that tonight? And I ask you to join us with a full measure of heartfelt, loving intent for the manifestation of the things that we pray for, because that literally is your creative instrument. That is what allows this powerful co-creative reality to touch everybody, to touch miraculous healings, to create miraculous manifestations through earnest, heartfelt, loving intent, prayer. So that's what this concert is about, too. It's about opening up that heartfelt blessing, that anointing, that spiritual gifting to co-create miracles. That's what it's all about, isn't it? Anyway, let's give it up to the Creator tonight. I ask you for a special heartfelt joining of me as I share this prayer. Heavenly Creator, we praise you for your glorious blessings. Thank you so much for everything that you give us. You sustain us. You uplift us. You guide us. And we ask for you to give a special blessing and anointing to all of the people that are listening, that they may be fully and most powerfully anointed and appointed to be the leaders of your peace movement, of your spiritual renaissance, where we come into full glory in your power, that we are sustained and uplifted, of course, by you, that we ask for that anointing and direction to be guiding us in every step, we, your righteous, your leaders, in this peace movement, to bring Yisrael, the true peace on earth, to this planet, where the lion shall lie down with the lamb, while we shall have real peace, shalom, within our hearts, and enjoying what every human being wants, every real human being, your children, your Holy Spirit-filled children, brothers and sisters, this divine family that you've created, we all long for this re-communion, this divine human communion, reconnection to you from our hearts with a profound measure of love. And we also ask for this concept of fulfillment through labors of love, through service to each other as brothers and sisters, and service to our planet, and to uplift and purify our planet, to sustain it as it has always been sustaining us. We ask for a full measure of power and creative anointing in us so that we can better serve you and your people. And for all the folks listening tonight, may they be uplifted in this love and this light and this blessing of a full, most powerful anointing for divine peacemaking leadership. In Yeshua's blessed name I praise you, and in your name I give my faith and trust. Amen. Okay, there you have it. There's our weekly prayer. And if you want to know where Reverend Roxy Hampton is tonight, she's heavily engaged on the Big Island of Hawaii. She's directing the development of a parade. She usually gets heavily involved with parades around Christmas time on the Big Island of Hawaii, particularly the Pahoa Parade, where we were scheduled tonight to have a guest on who is Auntie Emily. She is our little auntie who's engaged in politics as councilwoman from our district. So Reverend Roxy Hampton is playing some hardball politics tonight, talking about how to develop a parade for the local folks, because it's an important election. The topic of discussion actually has something to do with tonight's discussion. The topic we were intending to talk about is the genocide that is affecting the native peoples of the world. And Auntie Emily, who is a native Hawaiian, has witnessed in her lifetime the genocide impact the Hawaiian nation, the Kingdom of Hawaii, the decimation of the people, the impoverishment of all the people, the disease and the plagues that have come from accepting the Anglo-American satanic sorcery, the pharmaceuticals, the vaccine injuries. Kaiser Permanente, a major number one vaccine testing organization in the world, is the leading healthcare provider on the Big Island of Hawaii and elsewhere throughout Hawaii. And it is no wonder that the amount of sickness and disease through vaccination, intoxication, and the delivery of foreign DNA and RNA for genetic mutation that comes with the vaccinations. No wonder that there is genocide in the people, Native Hawaiian people have suffered so heavily to that. So that was the topic that we were going to be looking at tonight. But as it relates to this topic of Wall Street falling, Babylon's falling, it's no wonder Wall Street's falling, and there's no surprise in this. If you want to tune into the mainstream media, and you, if you did that yesterday, I'm sure you probably were, you know, heartsick, literally heartsick, that that frequency vibration of be all you can be, do all you can do in love was really tortured yesterday if you tuned into any of the mainstream media. You know, all the people were claiming that this was a horrible thing that Congress did, not passing this massive bailout of the banksters and Wall Street profiteers. Oh, what a dreadful thing, everybody cried. And interesting today that there's been a rebound in the markets, but the reality is that this up and down, like a yo-yo swing, like we've never seen before, is actually all part of the plan. That this is nothing new, that we've been talking about this for at least a decade, how the mainstream money organizers and manipulators have nothing backing it. It's nothing new. Just tune into any one of these networks that have been telling the truth. BBS Radio, Genesis Communications, all of these different various networks that are not the mainstream have talk show hosts on there that have been preparing everybody for what is taking place now. So what was interesting to read the media was everybody was saying, oh, this was so unexpected, and this was not something that was anticipated, and so it's now a big problem, and nobody has a solution for it. Well, we do have a solution for it. It's called the truth. The truth shall set you free. We have a solution for it. It's called the kingdom of heaven. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, then all else comes unto you. Now, what are we talking about here? We're talking about currency. The current sea. The ocean of flow. The green money. By the way, if you haven't, a couple months ago on the Inside Hour. And by the way, there's a toll-free number to call if you want to get engaged in this conversation, or if you have a question for Dr. Len Horowitz. I'll give you that toll-free number. Let's see, 877-876-5227. That's toll-free, 877-876-5227 to join us on the Inside Hour. But the concept that this, we had previously known that this whole crash was going to take place and that the preparedness that was required for this was a spiritual preparedness. And that's still the truth today. Because as Babylon falls, something is going to arise to take its place. And what do you think that is going to be? You think it's going to be the same old, same old? You think we're going to have infectious diseases, for example, in the Messianic Age? Now, what is the concept of the Messianic Age? It's this concept of the currency. And I'm not just talking about money. I'm talking about prosperity in all ways. That's what the Bible, that's what the covenant, that's what the promise says. The promise says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, then all prosperity shall. That means no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Shall come unto you. So how does that happen? Well, a couple months ago on the Inside Hour, I shared with the listening audience, I shared with you folks the fact that you could look at your U.S. dollar bill. You can get all sorts of Masonic symbolism in it, but I'm talking beyond that. I said, don't ever look at the black side of money. Always look at the green side, where it says, in God we trust. And that color green just happens to be 528 hertz frequency of love, which just happens to be the core creative frequency of the universe. Now let me give you, this happened yesterday. This is one of the blessings that happened this week. This week has been such a wonderful, thank you Heavenly Creator for creating this week for us. Despite Wall Street, it was a great blessing. And even Wall Street was a great blessing. when you look at it through the eyes that I'm sharing right now. I got a call yesterday, actually two emails, first of all, from two producers who were working together. They're, in fact, partners. David Cereda is one of them, and Jim Law is another one. And both of those partners ended up, without knowing each other, we're going to do this. They both did it. They both emailed me on the same day, and they both attempted to have me contact them and get engaged in what they were doing, which was a promotion in the United States of the film The Water. It has sold 3 million copies in Russia. It's now launching in the United States. It is a must-see. Of course, it features my good friend and colleague, Dr. Masaru Emoto, whose office I was in touch with this week for the promotion and direction and the strategic planning of the Japanese venue for the Concert for the Living Water, Live H2O. Now, David Cereda contacts me and Jim Law contacts me. These are the folks that were heavily engaged with the movie What the Bleep Do We Know? Many of you have seen that movie. It was a wonderful, wonderful movie. And the next sections of that, of course, are dealt with in the new DVD called Water. And, of course, Healthy World Distributing will be carrying that. If you can get it, get a copy of it as soon as you can from any source. But the HealthyWorldStore.com will be carrying that DVD in the near future. I guarantee it. But the concept that was relayed to me by these folks is they're working on even the next production, the next documentary film, which is going to include the most wonderful revelations that the earth has ever seen to facilitate the spiritual renaissance. This calling within us to recommune with the divine creator and each other as a Holy Spirit-filled family in service to humanity. That's what our destiny is all about. So the fulfillment of that is taking place now. The promise is being kept by the anointing and of those appointed ones who are bringing revelation, scientific and scriptural. That's precisely what the ministry with which I've been involved in, the Royal Bloodline of David, all of the organizations with whom I work, this is what we've been blessed with as our assignment. You have your assignment. You have your unique calling and destiny to fulfill. Likewise, I do, and this is mine. So that this magnificent knowledge that was sent to me yesterday by, again, another appointed one who is revealing awesome revelations, David Cereda contacted me and sent me, listen to this, sent me, first of all, a link where I was able to download NASA science, their recording of the sun's sound, the sound frequencies from the sun. So I asked David Cereda when he mentioned this on the phone, I said, did they publish the frequencies? Because it's all in the math, folks. It's all about the mathematics, the musical mathematical matrix. I'll say it again. The musical mathematical matrix is the kingdom of heaven. It's called the musical mathematical matrix in the world of physics and metaphysics. It's called the kingdom of heaven in the religious world. They're both the same. They're both right here. They're not just near, they're right here. You're it. You're in it. You're breathing it. It's uplifting you. It's creating you. The best definition of who you are, I've talked about this on previous Insight Hours. Get the book Love, the real Da Vinci Code, and you'll learn this truth. Get the documentary DVD called The Love Code DVD from Healthy World Store. There's a toll-free number to call. I'll give you that number. Got a pen? 888-508-4787. That's toll-free 888-508-4787. Call that number tomorrow during business hours and order a copy if you haven't already seen it. the Love Code DVD documentary, and Love, the Real Da Vinci Code. Because what you'll realize in there, that this musical mathematical matrix that's literally the kingdom of heaven is what makes you, that you're part of it, that by quantum physics it is moving through you, and we're coming out of water, literally. In the beginning there was the creator, the word, frequency, sound, mathematics. Because again, think about it, I don't want to lose you here, especially if you're new to the Insight Hour. In the beginning, says Genesis, there was a creator, the boss, the source, and there was the water at the same time that there was the creator. And then when you study very, very deeply these passages in Genesis, you then must conclude that the waters of the world, of the universe, in fact, are part of the triune God. That since 80% of your body, when you're well hydrated, or somewhere right around there, 76 to 80%, different organs have different contents of water, but approximately, let's say 80% of your body, your Holy Spirit-filled temple, is water. And that means you're part of the triune God. And today in the newspapers, I don't know if you read this, I was not particularly interested in the bad news with Wall Street, so I kind of like moved through the paper, and one of the articles I found from the Washington Post today was that NASA scientists also have now definitively concluded that they have observed and measured snow and rain on Mars. And, of course, about less than 10 years ago, they concluded that space is full of water. And that is also in the book Walk on Water that I produced. That was my 15th book that came out a couple years ago, Walk on Water, it's called. It's also mentioned in Love, the Real Da Vinci Code. Because the universe is full of water, and you're coming out of it, as though you're coming out of the musical mathematical matrix, out of this water existence, into your physical reality. That makes you, that is the best definition of who you are, you're a digital, bioholographic precipitation, like a rain, forming around a little small molecular nidus particle in the clouds. You come together as a precipitation and you fall like rain. You manifest on this earthly domain, likewise, as a precipitation out of water. Crystallization, miraculous manifestation of divine frequency vibration. It's all about vibration. And that's physics and mathematics. That's music. Music is all math. My daughter asked me that the other day. She said, Daddy, what do you mean by that? I don't, she's taking singing lessons and guitar lessons. I say, well, sweetheart, think about it. There's whole notes, there's half notes, there's three quarter time, there's four fourth time. The quarter notes are worth one quarter and four four time. The half notes are worth two beats to a measure. It's all about math. And you step up from, you know, every good boy does fine, E, G, B, D, F, the lines, the notes are virtually 1 degree higher. They're mathematically, frequency-wise, upgrading. Well, at any rate, I'm giving you some background as to how my mind was blown, totally uplifted yesterday when David Sarita, from What the Bleep Do We Know, and the new film Water, sends me NASA's Sound of the Sun. And I had asked him on the line, I said, what is the frequency? He says, I don't know what the frequency is. I said, well, that's everything. Tell me what the frequency is, because then I know the numbers. It's all about the numbers. So, at any rate, he didn't know, but he connected me, and I did a sound check yesterday. I pulled out the set of tuning forks that Jonathan Goldman made for us. We sell them at thehealthyworldstore.com, a set of tuning forks of the original musical scale, the perfect circle of sound, that is, the original musical scale plus three more tones that make the continuity complete, a circle of sound. I think we've got a caller on the line. Hi, who's on the line?
Hi, this is Steve from New Haven.
Steven from New Haven.
How you doing, doctor?
I'm blessed, brother. How's Yale doing?
Yeah, I'm a sophomore, man.
Cool, brother. Are you in Skull and Bones?
I can't talk about that.
Why not?
That's not allowed, man. Listen, what kind of doctor are you?
Doctor of medical dentistry and a doctor of naturopathic medicine.
Oh, so, I mean, is that like sex stuff?
Is that like what?
Sex stuff?
Is it like sex stuff?
Yeah.
No, is that what you think it's about?
What's up?
Do you think it's about sex stuff?
I don't know. I think you're a cool man. You know, I listen to you all the time.
Well, thanks, brother. I appreciate that. You know, I'm happy to engage in a discussion about sexuality and sex stuff. I mean, it's a fascinating topic. But now that the topic tonight, I'm just relaying that NASA published, literally, and put out the sound of the sun. And I pulled out the tuning fork set of the perfect circle of sound. And lo and behold, the frequency of the sun is about one octave. It seems like one octave below 285 hertz frequency, which is connected to the 528 frequency harmonics, and it's in the triad, which if you study the real Da Vinci Code and love the real Da Vinci Code, and you study this work, you'll realize that the sun is vibrating to love in 528. It's vibrating to 285, a harmonic, and it's also vibrating, interestingly enough, to 417 hertz frequency, which is the universal resonance frequency of the universe. Now, when you see this, what happened, this David Sirita had sent this audio file to a Russian laboratory that has the capability of doing the cryogenic water freezing that Dr. Emoto taught us about, and that they presented this most magnificent crystal structure of water. I've never seen, nor has Dr. Emoto, no one on this planet has yet seen a more magnificent water molecular structure than this particular water cluster taken from the sound of the sun. So basically that's a revelation. And how is it practically important here? Here's how it's practically important. Because if you know anything about water science, it's taking over everything. Water science is where it's at in healthcare. Completely will revolutionize everything we know about healthcare. In fact, one of the things I'm preparing this week, besides the OxySilver articles for the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, I'm about to present a scientific paper that talks about silver water, this microfine nano silver particle size trace mineral silver water. It has the capacity to eliminate infectious diseases from planet Earth. Been heavily suppressed, obviously, for obvious reasons. But the concept now that we have a whole revolution, evolution in water, and that's associated also with this major event we're bringing, Live H2O, the concept of the living waters. At any rate, the concept and practicality is now that we know what we know, everyone has the capacity to create structured water by simply downloading this particular frequency vibration of the sun, which is a sound, and playing to their water through speakers and their own bodies this core creative incredible serenade, this concert that the sun has actually created, that NASA science has now actually recorded. So anyway, that's what we've been doing. We've been having wonderful times. Steve, what are you up to in Yale these days? Hi, I'm back on the air. I guess we broke down with Steve leaving us at a little challenge in studio. So we're back with you on the Inside Hour. So the station identification, let me give you that. We're www.bbsradio.com, and we're on every Tuesday night. This is the Inside Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz, and usually my co-host for the Inside Hour is Reverend Roxy Hampton. We've just been exploring for the last half hour the wonderful revelations and blessings that have happened this week. There's been a lot of wonderful movement towards fulfilling the concert. The mission of the concert is to bring truth to light. And with the truth that comes to light comes the love of the Creator. Comes the truth and the light that shall set you free in the musical mathematical matrix of divinity. To bless humanity, not curse us, as we have been witnessing Babylon falling. Now, I want to share a little bit about the positive aspects of Babylon falling and the Wall Street crashing. I want to talk a little bit about that tonight. I guess Steve wanted to talk a little bit about sex. Steve, if you're still listening and you still want to talk about sex, you can give me a call. We can rap about that. I'm sure you probably have some fascinating views on that, given the fact that you may be in the Skull and Bones from Yale. At any rate, we're going to just share a little bit about my concept about why it's a blessing that Babylon is crashing. You know, we give faith and trust in so much other than our core creator, our source. We give faith to medical deities. You know, we call ourselves Christians and we have medicine cabinets full of pills that we pop to cure every ill. We put our faith and trust in our governors and our governments. We even still play the faith game and the voting charade where we go cast our votes for not who we really want, but the choices that they give us, which is not free will expressed. It's not even freedom. It's actually a manipulation of the population under the guise of democracy. So that this is, you know, we give our faith and trust to so much. I mean, literally, we give, many of us give more faith and trust to a taxi driver that we get into the cab and drive in New York. I mean, that's a major faith to get into a cab in the city of New York and drive around, or even in Rome. I mean, that's a major leap of faith to do that. But yet, you know, this concept of giving full measure of faith and trust. I mean, on Sundays, it's easy to go and say you claim your faith and trust the Creator, or you go to the synagogue on Saturdays and you say, I'm totally engaged with faith and trust in the Creator. But, you know, it's a different level of faith and trust that I'm talking about. That I'm talking about every instant, moment to moment, nanosecond to nanosecond, you have a full-fledged, heartfelt connection to the boss. And that is not some concept that I'm just laying out to waste airtime. It is the truth, ultimate, divine human communion that shall set humanity free. There's no other way to do it. It is essentially that narrow path that the Christian community talks about. It talks about how the path to divine communion is a narrow one. And that this whole concept of such as in Jesus, I am the way, was what Yeshua said. The only way to the Creator is through the concepts and the level of love and the essence of what Yeshua Messiah was talking about when he said, I am the way, that the only way to pure salvation, saved maximally for divinity, for the blessing of humanity, there's only one way, because there's only one creator. There's only one musical mathematical matrix that the Creator created. So there's only one way to that kingdom of heaven, that is full faith and trust, which is what Yeshua said. It is not he is not the Savior, he said. He told everyone that he healed. He said, it is not me who heals you. It is by your faith and trust that you are healed. That's what he said. So now the concept is that we're fulfilling what his prophecy was. Because these are the end times. There's all of these up and down swings economically. There's the wars and the rumors of wars. There's the earth changes and the weather changes. There's all the great plagues that Babylonian lunacy and hypocrisy and medical and bioterror insanity has created in laboratory. All of this letting loose on the populations to create what is on the dollar bill, Nova Ordo Seclorum, a new order out of managed chaos. That's what this is on Wall Street. It's managed chaos. They knew that this was going to happen years and years ago. That's why the big boys have been building their underground camps. That's why they've got their underground cities, such as Denver Airport. I've been there. I was in it. So you can't tell me I'm basically just, you know, wasting airtime here. So the reality is that there is only one true creator, and there's only one path to that creator, even though there's a variety of ways to get you into the path. And the path of righteousness, right standingness, if you're standing rightly in the law, and the law is the math. The law is the musical mathematical matrix. And if you understand the word where the Christian community and even the Jewish community look at the Bible, look at the Torah, and they say it's the word that is the creator. Well, you have to understand a deeper understanding of that. Which the word is sound. Sound is electromagnetic frequency. What's that? Simply math again. The numbers 1 through 9, that's all she wrote. And putting them together in certain harmonic and or disharmonic frequencies is how the creator creates and adjusts and literally controls the spiraling, spinning, fractal universe that's reflected as above, so below, as it is in the macrocosm, in the cosmos, it is in your microscopic realm of your DNA. So how do you live a full, complete, Holy Spirit-filled, divinely appointed and anointed existence other than communing fully with those divine frequencies? So that's the blessing that has come out of this new NASA revelation too. Is we now know the sun has got frequency vibration. It's singing to us in the perfect circle of sound that we are advancing. You can go to perfectcircleofsound.com. The website loads a little slowly because we've got Scott Huckabee on there doing his clips from his beautiful albums that he's done for Tetrahedron Records in the Perfect Circle of Sound. We now know that what holds you connected to the Creator, despite the fact that you may be living in dissonance, despite the fact that you may be a sinner, despite the fact that you may be thinking negatively or being engaged in some behavior that is inconsistent with your highest good, that is your divine calling, that the fact is that you are still connected through your heart. And this is what the global industrialists and the Illuminati have got to realize. Because there's no other force more powerful than our Creator. And they ought to give it up now. The charade is over. They're just going through the dance right now of Babylon falling. And if you want to get engaged in the fear and the hypocrisy, and the fact is they knew years ago that this was going to happen. They're calling it now through the mainstream media as though it was a surprise. And they don't know what to do about it. Hogwash. They know what to do about it. They're working towards it. It's, again, on the top dollar bill. Nova Ordo Seclorum, a new world order. This is globalization. This is the whole economic, geopolitical reconstitution, redirection of our planet. They're cooking us like frogs. Boiling in water. Slowly you turn up the heat. You know, Dow dropped 777 points yesterday, comes up 450 today. There's still a loss. Slowly, they're heating up. This issue of everybody, essentially what you have to know, and we've talked about this, it's the bad news. The bad news is that two-thirds of you listening are targeted for elimination. Bad news is two-thirds of the world's population are targeted to not be here because smaller populations are easier to control, especially during an era of a spiritual renaissance. where people's heart minds are opening up so that the egoic, fear-based, manipulative, guilty mindset is extinguished, or at least it gets put in its proper place to be in harmonic resonance with the heart mind that is this more female, receptive, intuitive, creative aspect of our cranium, the hemispheres of our brain. That's the right brain versus the left brain. This is all in the Love Code DVD. Get the Love Code DVD documentary. Get the book. It's like a sister with a brother. The book is the brother. The DVD documentary is the sister. It's called the Love Code DVD, and the book is called Love, the Real Da Vinci Code. Do the exercises in it. At the end of every chapter, there's exercises. Most of them are about mathematics. You'll follow in Da Vinci's footsteps. You'll learn what he learned from his mentors, Plato, Pythagoras, Aristotle, Vitruvius. You'll learn why it is Nikola Tesla said there's something miraculous about the threes, sixes, nines, and of course, the eights. So 528 hertz frequency, 5 plus 2 is 7, plus 8 is 15, 1 plus 5 is 6. Do, re, mi, mi 6, or mi 6. It's how British Secret Service got its name. It is a miracle. It is the core creative frequency. It's at the center of the matrix. It's at the center of your heart. It is the center of the electromagnetic color spectrum. It is the center of the rainbow. It is the center of God's love for you and I, and it connects us. It's actually the center of this planet. It's the center of all spheres. It's the center of the sacred geometry. It's the center of the Star of David, the sacred geometry of the hexagon. It's the center of the Merkaba. It's the center of the matrix that forms the laws of physics. Now, if I'm speaking over your head, well, that's all right, because I am pushing you to grasp this information. I'm challenging you to learn the truth that shall set you not simply free to go vote. I'm challenging you to get the truth that shall set you free to be all that you can be in the divine light of co-creativity. To take back this planet maximally in the loving Holy Spirit of our source. For the benefit of everything and everything that we value, from our children and our children's children and the future generations and this planet's sustainability to the economy. Because you see, if we're working with a currency that is inconsistent with the divine currency, then you see we're not really engaged in anything but a gross deception and a distraction over what we should be engaging in. So come out of her, my people, lest ye be infected by her plagues. Come out of her, my people, lest ye be infected by her lunacy and her insanity and her stress induction for disease, inoculation. Babylonian flus are going to come get you. But the source of salvation is in this heavenly matrix, the kingdom of heaven that you should seek first, which is composed of the musical mathematics. That's why I'm urging you to get Love, the Real Da Vinci Code. Get the Love Code documentary. Integrate this intelligence. Play with the numbers. Get engaged with the spiritual renaissance. Have your life be a flow of divine anointing, appointing, and righteous direction. The steps of the righteous are ordered. How do you think they're ordered? How do you think the Creator literally directs everything simultaneously? How do prayers get answered by all these different people? How come water molecules have messages uniquely for each individual that prays over them? How does that all come about? I answer that question in Love, the Real Da Vinci Code. I'll give you the answer right here. through the musical mathematical matrix. That is the word. That is the truth. That is all that there is. That is everything true, honest, sincere, loving, joy-filled. Anything else is a deception, a distraction, an aversion to having the truth set you free. And we can attach to those things. And that's what Wall Street is, an attachment. It's a salvation with the IRAs and the money funds, and you think by investing in those and putting your faith and trust and your currency into those deceptive realities that you're going to be saved. Ha! Ha 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 ha! You saw what happened yesterday. It ain't going to happen. So that's part of the truth that shall set you free. And listen, we all make mistakes. It's easy in this world that I'm talking about, in this universe, where there's nothing missing, nothing broken, and it's all about forgiveness, where giving is receiving. Giving is receiving. Think about that in terms of currency, the flow of money. The flow of everything is forgiving. That's what it's all, that's what the Creator constantly does. So if you want to be engaged in that system, then you can't be an investor in Wall Street. You can't be. In fact, you put your money in any place where it stagnates, then essentially, just like water, you ever go buy a place next to a river or a stream or a lake or an ocean that, you know, the water's collected and it doesn't move, it becomes stagnant, it rots, and infectious diseases grow in it, and different germs and all sorts of yucky things grow in stagnant currency. When the flow stops, ultimately, use it or lose it. Ultimately, it goes away. That's what you saw yesterday. A lot of people lost a lot of money, and they're going to lose it again if they stay engaged in that lunacy. So what do? You recognize that the flow is constantly flowing, and giving is receiving. So you give it away. Because when you give it away, the miracle of this reality that I'm talking about is that the Creator fills the gap. If you've got, listen, this is really the real reality. You're not alone in this world. You might think you're alone. You might have thoughts that say you're the sole provider for your family or your community, or you're the head honcho teacher in your school. You're not alone. And if you think you're alone, then you've attached to a stupid, miserable belief that's simply undermining your co-creative existence, your divinity that is capable of being expressed through you to bless humanity. You want to attach to anything less than that, you're living in a deception. I'm talking about engaging fully this matrix, this full measure of love, where giving is receiving, where the measure of giving is essentially whatever comes up for you to give, you give it freely and lovingly. And because when you then study the physics and the metaphysics of the musical mathematical matrix, you then realize what goes around comes around because of the math. As you sow, so shall you reap, because of the math. So that's what it's all about. Karmic law, judgment, in the divine sense, is administered because of the math, the matrix. Moses was told by God to make sacrifice for all that openeth the matrix in all flesh, because that's the best blessing. that is, in essence, what Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, then all else shall come unto you. Because when you seek it, and then you request a communion with Creator in it, then you are appointed and anointed, and there's nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven. You are not alone. Everything is going to be moving in your direction. All the divine synchronicities. Yea, though we walk through this valley of insanity and hypocrisy, the shadow of Wall Street lunacy, we shall fear no evil because we're sustained fully in the matrix, in the soul truth, in the only way, in the narrow way that shall set you free to the full measure of universal synchronicity with divinity. That's what it's about. And I pray that you'll have a measure tonight of an additional anointing and calling on your heart to open more fully, because that's what this whole process is about. That's what our ministry mission is about, is to help people, facilitate for people the opening of that heart-mind connection that literally is the connection to the Creator. Not the egoic mind, not the fear-based mind, not giving our power away to false evidence appearing real, fear. F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real, like it appeared real on Wall Street yesterday. That is a gross deception. So as it falls, those people who are engaged in false beliefs and false deceptive behaviors and lifestyles that have set themselves up attached to false salvation gods are going to have a real rude awakening. It's starting, it's been happening for years already. Again, the pots with the frog, we the frogs in it, is getting hotter. And the only way, as I shared with you in a couple different books, particularly Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, in the end times, given everything that's going down, if you don't have your connection right with the Creator, you're nowhere. And I think as we have been maturing ourselves in this whole spiritual process of awakening, of consciousness raising, what we're awakening to is that truth. That is the sole source of our inspiration, the Creator. Our sustenance, the Creator. Our direction, the righteous steps of the righteous are ordered by the Creator. How? Administered through the musical mathematical matrix that the Creator, just total genius beyond anything that is fathomable by the most genius people in this world. How the Creator put this entire experiment together with you and I being directed spiritually from within our hearts to the great calling to really bring this planet back to the Creator and some semblance of sanity. Now, we're getting to the end of the Insight Hour. I want to encourage you to stay tuned on BBS Radio. Who's coming up next is our dear friend and colleague, the executive producer of Tetrahedron Records, who I haven't spoken with in a while. Please give him my regards. Call in and say to Don Nikoloff, Dr. Len Horowitz sends his love and dear respect to Don. Tell Brother Don Nikoloff that everything with Concert Live H2O is moving ahead just magnificently, and that I look forward to speaking with Brother Don again. His program is called Evident Footprints, coming up on BBS Radio. Let me ask you again, folks, please, if you enjoy tonight's presentation, I ask for your support. Go online to oxysilver.com and save some lives. Help us literally, physically save lives by getting people off of their drugs and into the truth that shall set them free in terms of the internal, basically magnificent state that we are co-creating with silver water, this OxySilver. OxySilver.com is the website. Check that out. Be an affiliate. Be engaged with us in this great effort that we're moving forward in very, very assertively and just beautifully. Also, thanks to Healthy World HealthyWorldStore.com. Go online to HealthyWorldStore.com and get those two products I told you about. Love, the real Da Vinci Code. Get the DVD documentary, the Love Code DVD. And, of course, anything else that you see in there that you appreciate, maybe would bless you and your family, your friends, get it, because you're sustaining us. Without that, we wouldn't be on the Inside Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Thanks for joining us this week. Next week, I pray that we'll have Reverend Roxy Hampton again with us, and we'll probably get a special guest for you. I'll let you know next week. Thanks. Bye for now.